In times of change and loss, where else can we stand but on the scriptures, on the firm and solid ground that is the Word of God for us? And I've chosen some powerful words for each one of you today to receive, to give you hope and encouragement and comfort today. And Frieda is going to please read to us our reading. Thank you.
But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word.
Thank you, Frieda, for bringing us that reading. Well, the weather yesterday morning brought us something a little bit different, didn't it? Fog. Yeah. Did anybody have to travel yesterday morning? Well, Keith and Kathy and myself, we had to travel to Norwich in the fog yesterday to the district synod, and we had a couple of shoppers, didn't we, in the car as well? Joe and Sally, who came along as well. Not to synod, no. And Kathy was our driver, which I was very pleased about, and she got us there safe and sound. And thinking about fog, you know, fog limits our vision, and it can interrupt our journey and slow us down. We can't see the way ahead. And thinking about it, fog can be a picture for us of the trials and difficulties that we face in life. Trials and troubles can, like fog, descend quite suddenly and unexpectedly and cloud our vision of God. They can bring doubts or fears within us at those times when we can't see our way and we've lost our bearings. They interrupt our journey of faith. But faith remains when the fog comes down. The remarkable Christian Corrie Ten Boom wrote, "Faith is like a radar that sees through the fog. Faith is like a radar that sees through the fog." So when sight fails, faith remains. Faith helps us to get our bearings and find our feet. And we find that although things seem different, we're actually stood firm on the solid rock of faith in Jesus. When you drive in fog, as we did yesterday, you look out for things coming towards you. And I'm sure Kathy would say that some of those cars, you saw them quite late, the lights as they came through the fog. They were closer than we thought. And likewise, when the fog of suffering comes down, we have to look for the things that are coming our way. Not cars, but the good things of God. The good things of God coming toward you. And the Bible passage I chose today speaks of those good things. You see, Paul is writing to the church family in Thessalonica that is undergoing great persecutions and afflictions as they stand firm in their faith in Jesus. They needed a message of encouragement and hope because they were facing danger and death on a daily basis. They needed a message of encouragement and hope to keep their eyes fixed on Jesus. They believed that the return of Jesus was at hand, and his glory would be their glory. And so can we today keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and remember his promise, I am coming soon. So Paul wrote 1 and 2 Thessalonians to support them in their trials. And yes, where necessary, to correct them and instruct them into how they should live. And I want to narrow our focus to verses 16 and 17 and receive for ourselves these Bible truths and find faith in the fog. We're going to put those verses on the screen. You can see them there. And what we have here is a prayer of benediction, a prayer of farewell, of blessing. A prayer with wonderful themes and great encouragement. And it's addressed to Jesus Christ and God our Father. Paul has an understanding already in the early days of the church that Jesus and the Father are united as one. Paul has confidence that Jesus and the Father are side by side and are more than ready to give to the family of believers all that they need for their faith to remain firm. So the prayer begins, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father who loved us. That's past tense, isn't it? And Paul's line of thought here might be, you know, Lord, I can look back on my life and see your unconditional love for me, that agape love. For Paul to say, God loved me before I knew God. Before I met Jesus, God loved me when I was unlovable. God loved me when I was called Saul, when I was persecuting the followers of Jesus. God loved me. And he showed me his love in giving Jesus as Savior to die for my sins. The faithful love of God was always there for Saul and Paul. And so it is with you and me. God has loved you with an everlasting love. And we need to hear that because sometimes we're our own harshest critic, aren't we? And yes, none of us deserve such love or could ever earn it. We can just humbly receive the wonderful love of God in our hearts with thankfulness. And it's a work of grace. And we all need grace. And if we have grace, we need greater grace. It's been well said, our worst days are never so bad that we are beyond the reach of God's grace. Nor are our best days ever so good that we are beyond the need of it. And Paul affirms grace here. It's Jesus and God who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Eternal encouragement. Not fleeting encouragement, like a spiritual hot water bottle that soon goes cold. No, eternal comfort, eternal encouragement. Encouragement without end. What a Bible promise that is for you today. If you're feeling discouraged, receive the encouragement of God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and that good hope. Hope is about trust and confidence today and tomorrow. That although the fog may be here today, the next day the sun might shine, and one day it will shine in glory, and faith will be no more, and hope will be no more, because we shall see and know. God has given you encouragement and comfort in the past, and he will continue. He will never fail to do that. And he goes on. The one who gave you that encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts. Comfort your hearts. So let's not simply hear about it, that it was something in the past, but let him give us that encouragement today, right here and right now. To say, Lord, comfort and encourage my heart today, that I may stand this trial and be stable. Be stable, and that I may overcome. His encouragement and his comfort makes our hearts strong again. And that's how we close. May he encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. You see, we're comforted and encouraged for a reason. For that continued service and witness. We receive it, it's personal, it makes our hearts strong, but it also then turns us inside out towards others and their needs. And there are many in our town and village today who need comfort and encouragement that you and I can give them. Strengthen them in every good deed and word. Action and word. And notice that the deed is mentioned first before the word. And I think there's something in that for me. We live in a world where there is an abundance of words. Wouldn't you agree? So many words. Social media, words that we hear, words that we speak. And any church can be full of words as well. But here, the deed comes before the word. Do we put our words into practice. You see, the comforted and encouraged heart will find a way of working for others and helping others practically. A good work and a good word can make all the difference to somebody this week. So what good word can you speak to others? A word of encouragement, a word of comfort and support to another traveller who feels in the fog of life. So this is Paul's prayer and benediction for the church in Thessalonica. And it's my prayer today for us all at Haverhill Methodist Church. May it find an answer in our lives. We are a church that is hurting. We have known thick fog descending. But today, we've been reminded that faith is the radar through the fog. And because God unconditionally loves us, he is pleased to bless our lives with all that we need to navigate until the fog lifts and we see like we have never seen before. And Lord, hasten that day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.